It's 11 minutes before the hour. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. Today is Thursday, April 25th, 2024. I'm Brooke Schaefer with Raven News. A former assembly candidate and outspoken critic of the local police department was not appointed to the city's police and fire commission by the Sitka Assembly on Tuesday. Some assembly members said Austin Cranford's previous comments disqualified him from the role. KCAW's Catherine Rose reports.
Sitkan Austin Cranford works as a technology specialist for the University of Alaska Southeast. In his application to serve on the city's Police and Fire Commission, Cranford told the assembly that he was applying due to the, quote, constant issues that plague the city and its administration. Cranford tried to uncover allegations of corruption and nepotism against the city earlier this year in two very broad public records requests. Both were denied by the city and upheld by the assembly in an appeal. Cranford is also a former assembly candidate and the son of Gary Cranford, a former Sitka police officer who sued the city last October, alleging unfair demotion and breach of his union contract. Former Assemblymember Valerie Nelson said she hoped that history wouldn't exclude Cranford from the commission.
If somebody comes and says things that you disagree with, it doesn't give us any less credence. And I think that he would be an asset because we do have problems in our police department, whether you're ready to admit it or not.
But Assemblymember Kevin Mosher said while he believed that diverse perspectives should be represented on commissions, Cranford's approach on the commission might be counterproductive.
Mr. Cranford has come up time and time again, and it's great that he's speaking his mind, but I believe he has axe to grind against the police department, and I don't think that's a good mindset to go in. I think we need to go in with an open mind.
Assemblymember J.J. Carlson agreed, referencing the duties of a police and fire commissioner section of city code.
Through the comments that the applicant has made in the past, I don't think duty B, aid in the public relations effort of each department, is something in alignment with his mission for joining this body. So I don't see that these duties are something that he could fulfill.
But Assemblymember Scott Saline wasn't concerned about the axe other assembly members felt Cranford was grinding.
I'm voting for him just for that reason.
Mayor Stephen Eisenbeiss called Cranford up to the podium. He asked him how he'd work with municipal staff should he be appointed. Cranford said he wouldn't have problems working with city staff.
I don't have an issue with any municipal staff. I have issues with some of the policy that the city has taken, but the municipal staff themselves are only doing the jobs that the city or the administration has laid down before them. I've never had any personal issues with any of the city staff, to my knowledge.
Okay, that's a really important one to me because I have voted against people who have put in applications when I don't feel that they are able to work with city staff in a harmonious way. Now, I'm not saying you have to agree with city staff, but I'm not saying that city staff can be belittled and put down in their position either.
Eisenbeiss also asked Cranford who he would work for as a commission member. Cranford said he'd serve the assembly. Eisenbeiss said he felt Cranford had answered the questions well, but it wasn't enough to sway other assembly members. The group voted against appointing Cranford on a 2-5 vote, with Saline and Eisenbeiss voting in favor of his appointment. At the end of the meeting, Cranford responded to some of the concerns leveled at him by assembly members.
Personally, I do not have an axe to grind with anybody within the city or with any city department. I simply want the city to function both legally and ethically. A city can operate legally but not ethically. A city can also operate ethically but not legally. We would prefer that the city do both. And if the city can prove that they are doing both, then I would be more than happy to step aside.
Cranford said that if the assembly felt his skills would be a better fit for another commission, he'd apply. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Catherine Rose.
Youth Advocates of Sitka, or YAS, will get a property tax exemption for a duplex the nonprofit owns on Halibut Point Road, but only for 1 year, to give the organization time to establish a new program for teens. YAS purchased the house last year after the nonprofit scored a grant to develop a residential treatment program for unhoused teens. Developing the program has taken time, though. Last fall, neighbors pushed back on the proposed location, and the Planning Commission denied denied the initial permit application. The Assembly overturned the Planning Commission's denial, giving YAS the green light to move forward. YAS Executive Director Heather Murray said a neighbor's appeal of the Assembly's decision slowed down the process further.
This appeal was in place since we purchased the building and then was recently dismissed by the state in February. So since then, which is only 2 months, we immediately began seeking bids for quotes for the interior modifications of the house that's required for a program in licensing. These modifications are required to be completed before we can move youth in the house and begin our new program.
But some Assembly members, like Chris Yestad, had concerns about offering a permanent property tax exemption when the program still hasn't been fully established.
We had an organization here not too terribly long ago that gave us their business plan, told us the way they would operate, and we made choices on those assumptions. And a short time later, things changed. And we took a lot of heat for it. I don't think that that is going to happen here. But as of right now, we don't know that this facility will be operated as planned.
Yestad said he'd prefer to leave the property tax exemption on the table as an incentive for when YAS begins operating the program. Assemblymember Tim Pike suggested an amendment as a compromise, a tax exemption that sunsets after 1 year, allowing some time for YAS to get the program off the ground. But Kevin Mosier felt they needed to re-examine how the city approaches tax exemptions on a larger scale before making changes to agreements with individual nonprofits.
I would not be in favor of an amendment to sunset this only because I think the mayor brings up a good point that we have to have some sort of comprehensive look at the code in total, and we need to come up with a plan, probably a code change, probably a policy change with a little more fine-tuned guidance.
The Assembly amended the ordinance to trim the tax exemption down to 1 year on a 5-1 vote, with Mosier opposed. The full ordinance to give YAS the exemption, however, passed unanimously. It will come before the Assembly for a final reading at a meeting in May. A new campus slated for Juneau will be dedicated to immersing children in Alaska Native culture and languages, according to the Central Council of the Tlingit and Haida Indian Tribes of Alaska. Last week, during its annual assembly, the tribe announced a plan to build a 12-acre tribal education campus that would serve students from early childhood into college. But as KTOO's Clarice Larson reports, it will be a few years before they break ground.
Tlingit and Haida President Chathli'ish Richard Peterson announced the plans for the new campus during his State of the Tribe address at the 89th Annual Tribal Assembly.
We're trying to build a village. To bring land back isn't just a social movement. It's our way of life. It's bringing the lands that were traditionally ours and taking them and making them ours again and giving our people the space to thrive.
A walking path weaving through the property would connect the campus buildings. Current Tlingit and Haida education programs will come together on the site, and so will a new tribal college and K-12 school program. Last year, Tlingit and Haida was one of 5 tribal organizations to receive a state tribal education compacting grant. Education compact agreements allow tribes to develop their own K-12 curriculum and schedule. But unlike charter schools, they'd be independent of existing public school districts. Peterson says the goal of the campus and the tribal schools program is to improve education outcomes for Alaska Native students by providing culturally relevant, place-based lessons.
What we're trying to do is give us a sense of ourselves, that our children can be grown up and raised, surrounded by our own art, our own languages, that our languages float through the air every day.
The campus will also have a space for a new event center. Peterson says he hopes it can be a gathering place for major events like Celebration, the Gold Medal Basketball Tournament, and Native Youth Olympics. And there's room to expand. The 12-acre property, located behind Fred Meyer, is just a portion of 42 acres of land on Glacier Highway that the tribe recently acquired.
Our goal is to grow it out. We've already gotten some feedback. We'll be changing. Classrooms need to be a little bigger. We need more parking, but we have the space for that.
The tribe likely won't break ground on the project for at least a few years, with fundraising happening over the next 3 to 4 years. Peterson says a lot could still change about the plan during that time. The tribe also unveiled a plan for a cultural immersion park on more than 450 acres of land near Tea Harbor. That project is in partnership with Allen Marine Tours. In Juneau, I'm Clarice Larson.
I'm Brooke Schaefer, and this has been Raven News. And now taking a look at the weather for Sitka for today, Thursday, April 25th, 2024. Today, patchy fog before 7 a.m., otherwise partly sunny with a high near 54. Southeast wind around 5 miles per hour, becoming southwest in the afternoon. Tonight, patchy fog after 1 a.m., otherwise partly cloudy with a low around 40. West wind around 5 miles per hour, becoming north after midnight. You're tuned in to your community radio station, Raven Radio KCAW in Sitka. Good morning.